There are words that have been spoken throughout history that have been powerful, they've been unforgettable. Phrases or sentences like, "We shall fight them on the beaches," or "I have a dream," or "Live long and prosper." Maybe that one's not got the gravitas that the other ones had. But none of those words compare to the most important declaration that has ever been spoken. In John chapter 19, verse 30, when Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Three English words, "It is finished." There are only one word in the Greek, tetelestai. And it's a word that's really rich and full of meaning. And it's a word that is reverberated not just through human history, but through eternity. This was not a cry of defeat. This is a shout of victory. It was not, "I am finished," but "It is finished." The work of redemption was complete. The debt of sin was paid in full. The plan of salvation was accomplished. And today in our Go End series, we're going to focus on this cry from the cross. And I want us to see how Jesus' declaration calls us to go and live in the finished work of Christ. The first point, the work of salvation was completed. John records that Jesus says, "It is finished." The word there in the Greek, tetelestai, it comes from telio. It means to bring to an end, to accomplish, to complete, or to fulfill. In the ancient world, the word had several uses. A servant would say tetelestai when reporting that a task had been finished. An artist might declare tetelestai when a masterpiece was finished. A merchant would often stamp tetelestai on a bill of sale when a debt was paid in full. And on the cross, Jesus declared all of those truths. The task was complete. The masterpiece of salvation was finished, and the debt of sin was paid in full. It was complete. It was perfect. Hebrews 10 verse 12 reminds us, "But our high priest offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. Then he sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand." Unlike the endless animal sacrifices in Old Testament times, Jesus' sacrifice was final and complete. It was sufficient for all who would believe in him as Lord and Saviour. There was nothing that needed to be added. It was done. John Piper, he said this, "The gospel is not a help wanted ad. It's a help available ad. God is not looking for employees. He's looking for people to trust him." Jesus is the one who is worthy of our trust. Jesus is the one who is worthy of our praise. Jesus is the one who is willing to sacrifice himself so that we could be free, so that we could be forgiven. And God is still in the business of seeking the lost. Even in the 21st century, there are those that need to know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, to know that he is the way, the truth, and the life, to know that there is no other way of salvation except through Jesus and Jesus alone. The cross, it's not an invitation for us to add our work to Christ's. Christ's work was complete on the cross. We are called to rest in the work that he has finished. We are called to benefit from the work that he has completed. We are forgiven because he was punished in our place. Imagine for a moment that you've received a bill, and it's a bill so large that you could never repay it. Millions upon millions of pounds. And then one day you open your account and across it is stamped, paid in full. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He paid the debt that we could never pay ourselves. A debt of sin, it was impossible for us to deal with it. But it's like it's been stamped with his blood. Our debt is paid in full. He's completed the work, he's finished it. And we cannot earn salvation. We should not try to earn salvation. We can't do anything to earn it. It is the free gift from God to all who believe, to all who trust in him. In our own strength, we can't be good enough, but he was good enough for everyone that would know him as Lord and Saviour. Friends, today we can rest in the finished work of Christ. We can rest assured that our sins are forgiven. We can rest assured that we have a place in heaven because of what Christ has done for us. What did he do? The power of sin was defeated. When Jesus declared, "It is finished," he was proclaiming victory over sin, over death, and over the devil. Complete and total victory. Romans 6:10 reminds us when he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. The cross was not the enemy's victory. The cross was the place of defeat of the enemy. I'm sure that Satan, unable to know the future, would have been happy and gleeful seeing Christ go to the cross. Satan would not have realized the price that was about to be paid. But God had planned the way of salvation from the beginning. And Christ on the cross was the only way that we could be saved. The only sacrifice that could give us the ability to live redeemed, to live saved, to live knowing that sin has been defeated. Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 says, "He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." There are many in this world that perhaps feel ashamed. There are many who think, well, I've done something that I can't be forgiven for. But when we come to Jesus in repentance, we are forgiven. We're set free. We're counted righteous. It was R.T. Kendall who said, "The greatest trick of the devil is not temptation, but accusation. He reminds you of what you did yesterday, but the blood of Jesus reminds him of what happened 2,000 years ago." The evil one is defeated. Yes, he may try and whisper things in our ears. Yes, he may try and distract us from following Christ as we should. Yes, he may try and convince us that lies are truth. But the truth is Jesus Christ. The truth is what he did at the cross. He died to set us free. He died to save us. We can trust him. The power of accusation is broken. The enemy has lost his grip upon us. The only power he has over us is what we give to him. And we need to rebuke him. We need to deny the evil one in our lives, to fix our eyes upon Jesus, to walk with him, to trust him, to know him, to love him. He is the one that's paid the price for our freedom. Think of a prisoner shackled in heavy chains. Day after day, the prisoner lives in bondage, unable to move freely. Then one day, the king enters the cell of the prisoner, smashes the chains, and declares, "You are free." That is what Christ accomplished at the cross for us. Jesus has broken the chains of our sin. He's broken the chains of our bondage. He's broken the chains that would tie us to an eternity in darkness. Because he's broken the chains, we move from darkness into his marvelous light. We move from death to life. We're set free, all because of what Jesus has done. But so often we can put those chains back on ourselves, can't we? So often we can dwell on things that make us feel guilty or shame or fear. What Christ has already accomplished, we can often return to. We can return to the bondage when we're actually meant to walk in the freedom that Christ has given us. The world may tell us not to worry. The world may tell us, well, you can live how you want. But Jesus has paid the price for our freedom. Shouldn't we honour him? Shouldn't we honour his Father? Shouldn't we honour the Holy Spirit by living lives that bring glory to him? Surely we should walk in the freedom that Christ has purchased for us and not be bound by a yoke of slavery again. The promise of eternal life was secured for all who will believe. The finished work of Christ has completed the plan of salvation. Sin is defeated. Eternal life is there for all who will believe in him. The finished work of Christ, it has secured our salvation. Remember the words of John 3:16. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Notice it doesn't say might have, or perhaps will have. It says will have. There's a guarantee that's here. Eternal life is guaranteed to all who place their trust in Jesus, because his finished work has paid the price for us to be set free. Max Lucado wrote this: "The last words of Jesus on the cross were not a cry of defeat. They were a declaration of victory. They were not the final words of a dying man. They were the opening words of a new era." The finished work of Christ, it means security for all who will believe, for all who will repent, for all who will trust in Jesus as Lord. It's like a new era begins in our lives. The old has gone, the new has come. As I said, we've moved from death to life, from darkness to light, from being enemies of God to being called children of God. All because of what Christ has done for us. Friends, we can live today with assurance. We can live today knowing that eternal life is not just wishful thinking, but knowing that eternal life is a guaranteed reality when we know Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. Let me present the gospel to you this morning. Let me talk about the finished work of Christ. The gospel is something that's simple and yet profound. Jesus lived the life that we could never live. He was perfect. He was sinless. He was holy. He died the death that we deserved. He bore wrath, the wrath of God upon himself because of our sins, not his. He was buried. He died. That proved that he was truly dead. And yet he rose again on the third day. He defeated death. He proved that his sacrifice was accepted by God. He's paid the price that we could never pay. He is the one that sets us free. Romans 5:8, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Before we knew him, when we were his enemies, he still came to rescue us. And all of us are sinners. That's our natural state. That's how we are born. It's something we've inherited from our ancestors, Adam and Eve. All of us are damaged. All of us are broken. All of us need Christ so that we can be redeemed and set free. And Romans 10:9 reminds us, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Aren't you pleased that the work of salvation is finished? Aren't you pleased that we can benefit from what Christ has done? That we don't have to try and achieve it ourselves. We just need to trust in the one who's already done it. Let me give you a call to action. Go and live in the finished work of Christ. Stop striving for acceptance. Acceptance by man or acceptance by God. Because you are already accepted in Christ. And that's the most important acceptance you could ever have. And stop living in guilt because our debt is paid. All of our sins, past, present, and future, have been dealt with by Christ on the cross. We are forgiven. We are redeemed. And because of that, we need to start living with boldness. Sin is defeated, our eternity is secure. We need to be bold in telling others about our faith, about the one that we trust, about the one that we say that we love. When was the last time you were bold in sharing the truth of the gospel? Charles Stanley said this, when Christ died on the cross, he did not leave one unfinished detail of redemption. Everything necessary for salvation was accomplished. Jesus' sacrifice was more than just sufficient. Jesus' sacrifice was perfect. He willingly gave himself for you and for me. And maybe there's been those times in our lives when we've tried to earn God's favour, when we've tried to earn God's love. But there is nothing that we can do except thank him and praise him for what he has already done. We have no need to fear death. We have no need to fear eternity because Jesus himself has said, the work is finished. Everything has been done. What we need to do is to come to the cross again. Maybe we've allowed sin to enter into our lives. Maybe we still do those things that we know are not right in God's sight. Today's an opportunity to repent from those things, to fully trust in Christ again. Maybe we've already received him as our saviour, but perhaps what we need to do is once again elevate him to the position of the Lord in our lives. To be obedient to him, to trust him, to walk according to his ways and his purposes. To proclaim the truth to others that today is the day of salvation. Friends, it is finished means the price has been paid, the work has been done, the victory has already been won. There's nothing more that we can add. There's nothing more that needs to be added. Nothing more that needs to be done except trust him in those dark moments, in those difficult times. Trust him. when everything's going well, and when the sun's shining in the sky and the bluebirds are singing in the trees, trust him. Trust him in the light, trust him in the darkness. We can live and move and breathe in him and him alone.